Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CI Office Fixed Income Desk. Markets buoyed the appetite for risk assets post better than expected retail sales and industrial production figures out of China. US and European futures were little changed at the start of a busy week. WTI and Brent at 59.95 and 66.55, while the yellow metal trading at 1,413 per troy ounce. JP Morgan, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Taiwan Semiconductor are among companies due to report results. China posts its lowest quarterly growth in 27 years. China released Q2 figures showing that its economy slowed to 6.2%. The second quarter economic growth was the country's slowest pace since the first quarter of 1992, the earliest quarterly data on record, according to Reuters. China's Statistics Bureau said the economy faces a complex situation with increasing external uncertainties. China also faces new downward pressure and will try to ensure steady economic growth, the Statistics Bureau added. Moreover, on China, the National Development and Reform Commission said foreign debt issuance by Chinese real estate companies can only be used to finance mid to long-term overseas debt maturing in 1 year. On the primary bond issuance front, China Oil and Gas Limited, rated Ba2 by Moody's and BB by S&P, has mandated banks to arrange a series of fixed income meetings in Hong Kong and Singapore commencing tomorrow. Turkey's credit rating was lowered further to sub-investment grade by Fitch, reducing from BB to BB-. Turkish bonds widened by 41 bips to 16.68% on the domestic front, while Eurobond yields widened by 12 basis to 7.43%. The cost of insuring against default rose to 410 bips. Turkey's real rates have reached the highest point in the last 5 years due to easing of inflation. With new appointments in the central bank, the markets anticipate a rate cut sooner. Monetary policy decisions are due in Indonesia, South Korea, and South Africa. Thank you and have a great day.